So poetry should capture something about the human voice, something about the way we feel. According to Dickinson, it should also make you feel like the top of your head has been blown off. I was hoping for a more definitive answer, so I thought I'd reframe the question. I asked Michael Lista, formerly the poetry critic for the National Post, what he thinks the ultimate purpose of poetry is. Michael has written 2 books of his own poems, but these days, he spends most of his time doing investigative reporting.
I believe very deeply what W.H. Auden wrote, which is that poetry makes nothing happen. That sort of has 2 meanings. Like, the first is the sort of sighing, resigned feeling that, like, a poem can't do anything. Poetry makes nothing happen also has, like, another meaning, which is that poetry has the ability to introduce nothingness to a world of so muchness, you know? Like, it creates a space where the gift is that nothing occurs there.
Of course, you also need to remember that Auden wrote those after having written a poem called Spain, 1937, where he took a very strong side in the Spanish Civil War, and he was trying to make something happen, right? So I think it's slightly more complex. It makes us think about things, and us thinking about reflecting on things eventually will make things happen. I suppose there's a kind of disenchantment, perhaps not with the lack of poetry's power, but I suspect more with a lot of the kind of propagandistic poetry that came out.
It sounds to me like this whole question of what W.H. Auden meant when he said poetry makes nothing happen actually gets at a larger issue, which is the connection between poetry and politics.
I think that, especially in Canada, one of the things that the poetry community is always really concerned about is the question of, like, the sort of social utility of a poem. If you really believe in a social issue, or you really believe in, like, a policy that needs to be changed, the least efficacious way to achieve that is by writing a poem. The change it's really good at making is in people's hearts.
I think that any art, when it gets kind of taken over by politics, it's tricky, because then the message becomes the only thing, and then the art is kind of secondary, right? And for me, what I'm saying and how I'm saying it are completely intertwined. Duty-free by no, everything under Hudson, or forever is good liquor with, is good is cloud nine forever, but in the zoo express relay if by nuance and wine life and news under $20, or life is good under $20, unless the stylish factory and wine store, until who's who in the wine store, but free fun in the stylish relay, or a blonde and a brunette and a redhead and a ginger, or hey, a girl that kind of looks like you with a phone that looks like yours.
That last clip was Sachiko reciting one of her poems, called Airport Boomers Say Clusterfuck, from her book, Get Me Out of Here. All this talk about politics and poetry is fine and dandy, but I have a feeling that this is the kind of conversation that only poets actually care about. My impression is that poetry gets bashed on, perhaps more than other art forms do, for being too frivolous.
I think because it's difficult. Like, the whole idea of poetry is that you're disrupting the way you normally receive language. You don't approach it the way you would approach a piece of music, and just like, do I like this or do I not like this? Does it move me? Does it not move me? You approach it and you're like, okay, now you have to underline all the metaphors, and then like, and then count the beats, you know, like that's not how poetry is meant to be read. So I think that there's like a lot of kind of distrust and dismissal of poetry to begin with.